This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the PSCU member forum here in beautiful Tampa Bay, Florida. My gosh, this town is really cool. This whole waterfront area
it's
here, Mary,
grown, it's
awesome.
It's grown. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Amazing. So,
hockey coming in this week here.
Oh, really?
The Frozen Four. Yeah. So it's going
to
be.
Yeah, the hockey rink is right next door
to
this place.
All happening right here this week.
Wow. All right. Well, we got a lot of stuff going on here. We got the member forum happening right here, and we are with PSCU's very own Mary Patu. Mary, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Happy to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Well, I'm always a pleasure. And Siri's welcoming you too.
Oh, good. Thank you, Siri.
She said I'm fine.
Very good. I'm fine. Good to know. I feel better.
Me too. All right. As long as Siri's okay, we're all good.
Yeah,
all right. So I know the show has not even started yet. We're still kind of waiting.
They're registering, probably within about 30 minutes. It's go time for us.
Any expectations for this year?
Oh, it's like expectation that we'll be better than last year.
Yeah,
so
right here.
This is my, I'm a little bit like Jim Nance.
Oh, really?
Although I'm not retiring from, I heard this morning that he's done this is his 32nd NCAA.
Oh, wow.
He's doing play-by-play. This is the last one. He's going to stick to football and golf.
Oh,
but,
wow.
This is my 34th member forum. So, yeah.
Congratulations.
Feeling a little bit like Jim Nance here. 34th play-by-play. But
well, I'm a bigger fan of you than Jim Nance.
Oh, okay.
So
that's fine.
Let's just leave it there,
that's
all right?
That's fine.
Cool. Anything, because you guys are going to have a lot of great content here this week.
Got
for sure.
Great content. Our solution showcase is, I think, going to blow our members away.
Okay.
Just to see really hands-on what it is they can do with our products and solutions.
Yeah.
And I'm most excited about that.
Yeah, because I remember last year in Las Vegas, you guys had theaters and things like that all set up and all sorts of high-tech stuff.
Took it up a level, yeah.
Even more so.
We took it up a level. So, yeah, you're going to have a great time over there. And folks are, and it's a record attendance.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
We're thrilled about that, and the weather's perfect.
Yeah, so. Going to be gorgeous here for this week for sure. All right, hey, let's talk about the topic at hand here, financial well-being or financial wellness. And so coming out of the pandemic, as we know, what's the latest research out of the pandemic that you want to talk about?
Mike, we work with the Financial Health Network, and we follow their trends studies. Excuse me.
That's okay.
And the 2022 study, which is the one that they just wrapped up, really was not as good as we would have hoped. In fact, for the first time in 5 years, people who felt themselves financially healthy actually dropped. So there used to be about 34% of Americans thought they were financially healthy.
Right.
Now it's down to 31.
Good grief.
So we have those that are financially healthy, not feeling as sure of themselves. Those that are financially coping and vulnerable, not going the right way either. So what's happening is folks that were concerned about their financial health, it's mostly being driven by spending more than their income and not having enough short-term savings and long-term savings.
Yeah.
So there's 174,000 Americans that are not doing as well as they would have liked. I think what's happened over the last year is all the loan forbearances that the credit unions
did,
government subsidies brought people up, and so now that that's gone away, we're starting to peel the onion back and see. So there's a big concern that there's a lot of folks that can use the credit unions help.
Yeah, I think you're spot on there for sure, because I was thinking the same thing. So with all the forbearance and all the payments and all that stuff kind of setting the table to get us through that pandemic, now it's all going away. It's oh, reality now. Oh, okay.
It's happening.
So,
we're here.
Yeah, so we really got to be. But credit unions, like you said, can certainly step up and do their part for
absolutely.
Sure. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
So when we talk about these Americans, we're talking about us, right? So the role that PSCU is helping, what's the role that you guys are doing?
Well, PSCU, Payment Technology Company, and what we're trying to do is find ways to embed in our products and services nudges to help a consumer to a better outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But before I talk about that a little bit, What's even probably more important for us as a company and part of our DNA was really to start first with our own staff.
Okay.
It was really important for us to be able to talk about financial health to make sure our employees had the resources that they needed. We provide them with some quizzes so they could understand where they are on the spectrum of financially coping or vulnerable to healthy. We provide them with some very easy to use credit score information. We have a lot of resources. We keep the conversation going about financial health.
Okay.
Sharing the split deposit information. We have a 0% interest loan for employees that are in need. We really want to make sure that folks talk about money like they talk about politics right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about, you know, I had a good experience with a financial health provider. What can show me? Help me understand. We want to make sure our younger staff coming in understand the value of 401k, understand the benefit they have in age in terms of compound interest.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So we are really keeping the conversation going. And probably one of the big aha moments I've had in all of this in terms of our staff is really stopping to think what your own money conversations are and your own money story.
Mm-hmm.
So what you heard around the dinner table with your parents has made an impact on you, and you are now impacting your children with stories you have.
Yeah.
So for us, we're trying to make sure our employees are having conversations and thinking about what they're saying around the dinner table and making sure they have the resources to help themselves.
Yeah, that's cool.
On the credit union side, we have things embedded in products and services like alerts to remind you that you have a bill to be paid.
Important.
An alert to make sure that it was your transaction that went through the system.
Mm-hmm.
One of the pieces of technology that we use is predictive analytics. So we look at those that are predicting to come into financial hardship. So your payment history has changed over time. So let's just give Mike a call and remind him as the credit union that we have services available for you should you need them.
Oh, wonderful,
right? So
wonderful.
Trying to help the credit union intercept the member before it really does go bad.
Yeah, being proactive in that area is huge. And,
right.
and that member will remember that for
right.
a very long time.
And so many services that credit unions already have in place today in terms of their payment products, like balance transfers, it's already there.
Mm-hmm.
So in some cases, it may take a little bit of marketing to remind the members, we're here for you as your financial health providers. And it's just a great group to work with.
Yeah, no doubt. But at the same time, it's so refreshing to hear that you guys are taking care of your own, so to speak, at PSCU, right?
Right. And we're not the only one. There's
a lot
of credit unions
sure.
doing the same thing.
Yeah,
and we share stories about how we do it and how they're doing it and learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been rewarding and refreshing to see how we're able to help our employees maintain their financial health and raise themselves up as well.
Yeah. Well, no wonder you guys are winning all these awards for workplace and culture and things like that.
That's
My gosh.
Right. Yeah,
you guys
right.
are really stepping up.
Culture is that bridge between strategy and execution, and it's an important piece of what we do every
really?
Day.
Well, and that keeps that not only member loyalty for credit unions, but employee loyalty
Absolutely.
For PSCU,
Absolutely.
You know? So yeah, good stuff. All right. Hey, how can a credit union put financial health for employees and members into practice? I think we touched on that a little bit.
Into
already.
Practice? Well, you know, the solutions that they have within their credit union, employee loans, make sure employees know about that.
Yeah.
They all have different levels of 401k products, split deposits. There's tools that are already being used today.
Yeah.
And just to remind the employees that are there, and again, start those conversations at our all hands meeting. Chuck always talks about financial health. We keep it in the conversation in our monthly newsletters to our employees, just because you got to get people when they're interested in talking about it. So keep that conversation going.
Yeah, I think that's such top of mind topics right now, right? Because, I mean, obviously, like you said, at the top of this, coming out of the pandemic, there was so much work to be done, and there still is a lot, obviously. So this stuff is really top of mind right now, I would think.
And you don't need to reinvent the wheel.
Nope.
You know, there's a lot of information that's already available. We're happy to share anything that we have with our member credit unions, and hopefully they can use it on behalf of their employees as well.
Don't spend more than you earn.
That's a
big rule right there. That's a start for sure. All right, hey, before I let you go, and I got a phone call. We'll take that later.
Okay.
So, anyways,
everything's happening.
Everything goes off whenever I have my Apple stuff going. Anyway, hey, switching gears here, financial health of credit unions.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that because there's some interchange stuff going on
here
that
so
you know about.
Yeah, so there's two big things that are happening. One at the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bill that has not been resubmitted yet, but it's close, having to do with credit card interchange. And we do not want that in our space.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good for any financial institution, and it's certainly not good for credit unions. But at the federal level, the bill would actually tamp down the rate of interchange interchange that the credit unions earn.
Okay.
And that interchange is used to reinvest in the credit union.
Right.
So
right.
And reinvest in the technology that gets provides their members services. It would not benefit anybody but the large big box retailers, the Walmarts of the world and the Amazon. So we really, really don't want that to happen. But meanwhile, while that's happening up in D.C. or about to happen, at the state level, there's been a lot of activity around interchange, and particularly around retaining or pulling out interchange collection off of sales tax. So today, when you make a purchase, the merchant collects the money,
right,
and interchange is pulled out from the full purchase price.
Okay.
The merchant then sends money to the state for the sales tax, and they get paid by the state for collecting that and sending it over. Well, the state of Nebraska, or North Dakota and Georgia, both try to have some laws recently passed, or legislation was put forward in both of those states that would not allow for the collection of interchange on sales tax. It's being discussed this week in Florida. It's up on the docket next week in Texas, and I think what's happening is at the local level, the state legislators don't really understand how interchange works, and they're being fed some information from the lobbyists on the merchant side.
Yeah.
So we just want the credit unions to really keep their ear to the ground of what's going on, because it's a grassroots effort, calling the senators, the local at the local level, both calling and writing. So the hot two areas right now is our state of Florida, and Texas is the next one up. So got to keep our ear to the ground and make sure we're working with the local leagues to fight off that legislation.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, local leagues and CUNA, NAFCA, all those folks get on the ball on this one for sure.
It is a group effort.
And I don't know if you can answer this, though, but what's the why behind all of this? Obviously,
it's a way to earn more money.
Right.
It's just monetary.
So they're just finding areas where they can gain some...
Squeeze a little bit more out. But the fact is, interchange pays for the systems. It pays for the rails that these transactions run on. It pays for the merchant not to have to chase anybody down for a payment.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things happen, and somehow there has to be some fees associated with it.
Right.
So there's a little bit of greed, I think, involved.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And so we're just trying to, a little bit of whack-a-mole at the state level, but want the credit unions to keep their ears tuned out for what's happening at the local level.
Indeed. All right.
Get involved when we need them to.
Well, thank you for letting us know about that. That's super important right now.
It's happening. It's happening right now.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, Mary, I'm going to let you get going because I know the event is about to start. I see people going up the escalator.
Yeah, we're ready.
People are running over. So, yeah.
It's
game time.
All right.
Literally. All right.
Good luck tonight.
Go Aztecs. All right. Thank you, Mary. Well
Take
done.
Care.
Appreciate it.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.